And I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Nina Stively. She is with the Española Valley Humane Society. Welcome back, Nina.
Thanks for having me.
So you've got a big adoption event going on Saturday.
We do,
What's
yes.
going on?
It's called Purebreds and Friends, and this event is it's designed to help people realize that purebred animals can be found in shelters and rescues. You know, you don't have to go to a breeder to find that breed you're looking for. So what we'd like is for people to come on out to this event and see that we've got about a dozen different shelters and rescue groups coming. There is going to be Weimaraner Rescue, Great Dane Rescue, Small Dogs, Chihuahuas, all kinds of different groups are going to be out at this event, plus some shelters that have, of course, mixed breeds and purebreds, and they're all going to be up for adoption.
What kind of purebreds do you see most in Española at the shelter there?
Yeah, actually, last year in 2011, people always think, you know, Española must get a lot of pit bulls, but our number one breed we got last year in 2011 was Chihuahuas. So, yes,
yeah.
it's a recurring theme throughout the country. You see Chihuahuas sort of, you know, climbing the ranks in popularity, but then they also end up in the shelters quite a bit. So shelters in general receive a lot of Chihuahuas, and we're no exception. But we also get a lot of herding dogs, so Border Collies, Australian Shepherds, Australian Cattle Dogs, and poodles, strangely, small, like miniature and toy poodles.
Is that right?
We do, yes.
Why?
Well, I think the grooming. I think people don't realize how much grooming really goes into those dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't, I mean, if you really know what you're doing, you could brush them at home yourself, but it's a lot of work. You know, most people need to go to a professional groomer to get their poodles taken care of, and that's quite expensive.
Years ago, my then housemate and I had a poodle, and we tried to groom him ourselves.
Uh-oh.
And he looked, I mean, he looked like a sort of hobo riding the railway or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of have this ability to collect dust around your house and make it into little dreads of their own, so.
And also getting the clippers to make a smooth line, we just kept taking chunks out of the poor dog's.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be pretty unflattering. I've unfortunately been the one who's shaved them a few times on occasion, and people are always like, what happened to this dog? Said, no, this is the after. I promise you looked worse before.
Yeah, right. And so you get poodles and chihuahuas and also some pit bulls.
Yep, and pit bulls, of course. Yep, and all sorts of other breeds, too, kind of your Heinz 57. We get a lot of your New Mexico brown dogs, you know, dogs
right.
that people say, what kind of dog is this? And we say the brown kind because we don't know what kind of dog they are.
Yeah, they've been christened New Mexico brown hound.
Yes, exactly.
So when you get, how do you know whether a dog you get is purebred?
You know, you never really know. And I think that's something that you should keep in mind is that you'd never really know if a dog is purebred. But sometimes they look very much the way a dog should if they are a purebred dog. For example, we have a pug right now. His name is Guinness. And if you look at Guinness, he's very stout. And he is a pug. Yeah. And you can actually hear him before you can see him, which I think is generally a good indication of a pug with the oinking and snorting and sniffling. So,
right.
And he's very friendly. And just all the things that people think of, oh, I love pugs. That's in the full package with Guinness.
And so the rescue event is happening where?
It's going to be at PetSmart right across from Target on Zaffirano Drive.
Okay.
And that'll be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
You have pet rescue places, purebred rescue organizations, and I sometimes late at night go on to Dachshund Rescue.
Yes.
Just because I love dachshunds and I just want to see who's available, and I have enough dogs, so I don't adopt them. But there's almost every kind of purebred rescue in New Mexico.
Yes, yeah. Every state, most states will often have their own rescue groups to be able to address the animals in their state. And New Mexico, you know, has a really high overpopulation problem. And as a result, there's a higher number of purebreds in the shelters than you'll see in other places. So, you know, our shelter, for example, 1 in 2.5 households in Española is going to bring us an animal this year. And that's just in 1 year. So about 40% of the homes are bringing us an animal. And that's really high. So
that's really, really high.
It is, especially if you look at, say, Santa Fe is 1 in 12 and Los Alamos is 1 in 60. 1 in 25 or 1 in 2.5 in Española.
That's 2 in 5 in regular talk.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So it's pretty scary to see the volume that comes in. But as a result, we do get more purebred dogs. And we do work with the rescue groups very closely to see what we can do to get the best placement options for those animals.
So what else is going on at the Española Valley Humane Society?
Well, we're staying busy, of course. It's summer, so we're getting a lot of animals in. And we're also getting ready for our big fall fundraiser up on September 22nd. It's going to be at Bishop's Lodge. It's called Hats Off, and it's our 20th anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that we've only been really in existence for 20 years. But things have really improved in the valley, and I think improved for animals. And, you know, we have a long way to go.
What are the easiest and hardest breeds of animals to adopt out?
I would say the easiest ones are small, fluffy dogs. So anything that's little and fluffy, and puppies are often pretty easy to adopt out regardless of breed. That's for our area. Up in Colorado, for example, you're looking at animals that pretty much anything you send up there is going to be adopted because pet overpopulation has been more controlled there.
Because they have successful spay and neuter programs.
They do, yeah. And
amazing.
It's not mandatory spay and neuter. It's just programs that have been in effect for a while. It's education of the community, making people understand why the animals need to be fixed. And as a result, the shelters just aren't seeing the puppies the way they once did. So our shelter actually transfers about 1,400 dogs and puppies to shelters and rescues in Colorado each year. So that's a big part of our placement options.
And the hardest animals?
Hardest animals, I would say for us, there's all these, thoughts about pit bulls and black dogs and things like that. For our shelter, we actually find the dogs that are hardest to place are the dogs that are a year or older and don't look like any particular breed. People want a dog that looks like something.
Uh-huh.
They want to say, oh, this is my lab mix or this is my shepherd. And there's we have lots of dogs that are great dogs and have awesome personalities, but people walk right by them because they're just tan or, they're just kind of white. And, I think people need to look at the personalities a little and they'll realize that the match is there just because maybe they're not the best looking dog in the kennel. It doesn't mean that they're not adoptable. They're often some of the best dogs out there.
I think people should think about adopting dogs that look like them.
Yeah. Well, that might. Who would make that suggestion, though? Is it going to be us that work there? We might embarrass ourselves. I get some things thrown at us, too.
But seriously, I mean, brown and tan and white dogs are going to look like us.
Yeah.
Little short-haired dogs.
Absolutely. Well, I think that, we try and match people based on their energy with the dog. And you've got this dog that's this sort of frenetic dog, and it's bouncing off the walls. And you see the person coming in who rode their bike from Santa Fe to Espanola. It's like, please take this dog. Please, this is your dog. It's right here.
Right.
You just trolley her to your bike, and she'll go right back home with you. So, I think people just, if they listen to what might make a good match, then it might be a good success for them.
And why is it that you have so many puppies and kittens and dogs this summer or in the summer in general?
I think it's a combination of factors. One is that animals naturally just survive better outdoors in the summer. So while animals may be reproducing in the colder months, there's not as many animals are living out of those litters. And then animals are able to live outside off of natural resources a little bit better. But also just the reproductive cycle of animals is in tune with the length of the day. So longer daylight sends animals into heat cycles more often. And male animals can sense a female animal up to a mile away. So if that all it takes is one girl and then the boys come flocking.
Right, right. So the Purebred Animal Adoption Day is this Saturday from 10 to 3 at PetSmart on Zafferano in Santa Fe across from Target. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, go find your collie or your chihuahua or your dachshund or your whatever kind of animal you want. Do you ever get golden retrievers?
We do. We actually have a beautiful golden retriever mixed puppy right now. His name is Dublin. We don't know what he's mixed with. He just looks like a skinny golden retriever, and he's really cute. So come on out and meet him. He'll be there on Saturday.
Nina Stively is with the Espanola Valley Humane Society, and they are on the web at
www.evalleyshelter.org.
Thanks so much for being with us, Nina.
Thank you.